Okay, Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Ervin daf Pei. We are on the bottom of Ein Tesem Beis. We are in the middle of the discussion of what some items that the Sabei of Pumbedisa, the elders of Pumbedisa, had said. And we are two lines from the bottom here. Amar Amemar. Hanami Sabei de Pumbedisa Amrinu. I have something else that the Sabei of Pumbedisa said. Ditmar, for it was said. Ezer hi Asherah Stam. What is an Asherah Stam, meaning in Atzei Asherah, we mentioned yesterday that the Atzei Asherah is a tree that is worshipped for Avodah Zarah. But which tree is considered to be an Asherah Stam? Meaning, according to Rashi, right, Afagav Dalu Chazina Le Del Palchua, right, even though we don't see anybody davening to this tree, which tree is understood to be an Atzei Asherah and therefore Aser Bahana? So Marav Kol She Misharto Avos Golilim Shomer Nosa Vein Tomim Perusa. Anybody who sees that the goyim are watching over this tree, they don't eat its fruit, so that must be an Atzei Asherah. Shmuel Amar Kigon De Amri Hani Tamri LeShichra De Bein Netzarfi De Shosu Levi Yom Chagam. And Shmuel said, no, it's if they take from these fruits, from the fruits of the tree, and make beer out of it. For example, in the town of Nifritzi, Nitzrafi. Either way, they're going to make beer for it, meaning they're going to drink this this liquid on their chag, on their yomtif. So if they're using the fruit to make beer for their holidays, then obviously that's an Atzei Asherah. Amemar had said that they said to me, the Sabi de Pumbedisa, Hilchsa Kavat de Shmuel, that we hold like Shmuel. Okay. Fine. Now again, we have mentioned in the Mishnah that if you remember the Mishnah yesterday, at the end of yesterday, so we said, how do you do a shtufim avos? One of the things you have to do is you have to put the barrel right in there, and then you have to lift it, right, in order to make some sort of kinyan. So the Gemara says, one second, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Ketzad mishtatfin b'mavoi, how do you make a shituf from in a shtufim avos for a mavoi? Mavien chavis shal yayin b'shal shem b'shal tamar b'shal grogos b'shal shar mine peros. So it doesn't have to be all of those, it can be any of those. I mean, you have a barrel of fruit, of something, of some produce. In mishalo, if it's this the guy who's bringing the barrel, if it's his food, so then tzarech lezakos, then you have to be mizakeh. Right, you have to kind of halachically designate some of the food to other people. But if it's other people's food, so then tzarech lehodia, then you have to tell them. Meaning, if it's not yours, right, meaning you have to tell them that the word. Oh, by the way, this fruit that you left outside, or you put in the barrel or whatever, we're using that for a shita. If you have to tell them, and this is the question, and you have to lift it up just a little bit from the ground. We had said in our Mishnah that you have to lift it off a tefach. So, which is it? So Gemara says, my mashu, not mitkamar tefach. So Gemara says, what's this mashu? It means a tefach. Okay, so it's not a stira. It's Mario instead. Shtufim mevos, Rav Amar ein tzarech lezakos, Yishmol Amar tzarech lezakos. Apparently, right, whether you have to be mezaka the food, again, mezaka shalom, zachel adam shalom b'fanav, is that you can give someone else ownership of some item even if he's not there. That's the principle that we mentioned yesterday in passing. So here, right, we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Right, our Mishnah had said that you do need to be mizakeh. You need to give over some of the ownership to someone else. Meaning, again, what is an Erev? An Erev is a bunch of people putting some food in a barrel or a basket or whatever. So let's say you take your barrel out to the barrel of wine out to the mavoi. So do you need to kind of be mezakeh each some part of the wine to other people, or is that fine that you just left it there? So Rav says, for a shtufa mavos, you don't need to do zikoi, you don't need to be mezakeh, and Shmuel says, you do. Eruv v'tchumim, what about Eruv v'tchumim? So the opposite. Rav amar tzarech lezakos, Shmuel amar ein tzarech lezakos. Right? Rav says you do, and Shmuel says you don't. So the Gemara says, Bishlam al Shmuel, I understand Shmuel's shita perfectly, because hakatran v'hakalotran. Because by Erevin and Shtufim Mavos, so our Mishnah says you need to be Mizakeh, and by Erev Tchumim, we do not find any Mishnah that says you need to be Mizakeh. So Shmuel simply says, okay, since it didn't mention it, so you don't need it by Erev Tchumim, but you do need it, right? It did mention it in our Mishnah, so you do need it by Shtufim Mavos. El Rav my Taima, so where did Rav get his opposite Shita from? So he would tell you, Tznayi, that it's Machokas Tanayim, Damar Abidam Rav, Maisa Bekalasa Sharabi Oshia. What happened? The daughter-in-law of Rabbi Oshia. She went to the bathhouse on Erev Shabbos, and sure enough, it was taking a long time, and it became Shabbos, and it got dark, and she wasn't able to get back in time. So Ve'ir V'lachamosa, her mother-in-law, made an Eruv Tchumim so that she could get back. Apparently, it was outside the Tchum, so her mother-in-law made her an Eruv Tchumim. I don't know how she found out about this, but okay, either way, her mother-in-law made her an Eruv Tchumim so that she could come back on Shabbos. Uba Maisa Lefnei Rabbi Chia. And the story goes is that they went to Rabbi Chia and they said, no, it's Taka Aser for her to use this Eruv. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Bavloi, so Kokacha Tamachmer Be'erivin. So he said to Rabbi Chia, why are you so machmer? Kach Amar Abba, my father told me that Kol Sheish La'akel Be'erivin Hakel. Right, you should always be Mekel by Eruv Tchumim, right? We've seen that before in the Masechta. So too, I don't understand why you said it was Aser for her to come back. And they asked, why did Rabbi Chia say it was Aser? Mishal Chamosa Irvala Mishal Dov Zichtala? Maybe because her mother-in-law used her own food, but wasn't Mizaka the food to her, and therefore it was no good. O Dilma, or maybe because Mishala Irvala Mishal Midaita. Or maybe she took the daughter-in-law's food, but the daughter-in-law didn't know about it. And as we said, if you take someone else's food, so then you need to tell them. So for which reason did Rabbi Chia say it was Aser? One of the Rebbeim sent him, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, Rabbi Yaakov was the one who sent him, excuse me, Rabbi Yochanan, it was explained to me, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan explained to me, the Mishal Chamosa Ira Mishal Dolo Zichtala, is because, yeah, she wasn't Mizaka the food to her, and you see that, therefore, you see that you need to be Mizaka. And Eretz Tchumim, again, that's Rav Shita, that's where Rav got it from, right? Even though the Mishnahs don't mention it, so Rav got it from here. So I'm like Rabbi Zeir, the Rabbi Yaakov, brother of Bas Yaakov, ki matis hasam akif vizil sume the tzur. He said, what's it called? When you go there, meaning he was traveling, go off on the side and go to Tzur, right? Ubo mine Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, and go ask Rav Yaakov Bar Idi what he would have said. So boy mine, so he asked him. Sure enough, he did that. Bishal chamosa irva, umishum delo zichtala odelma mishala irva umishum delo midaita. So he asked the same question, and I'm like mishal chamosa, same answer. Bishal chamosa irva la umishum delo zichtala, and he said exactly the same answer. Right, the mother-in-law of that story had taken her own food, but she wasn't mizaka the heir of tchumim with the food to the daughter-in-law. So therefore, therefore it was no good. Agav, you see here from this story that the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law had a good relationship. Right, elsewhere in the Gemara says that we don't always rely, trust the mother-in-law to do good things for the daughter-in-law. Apparently, that goes back. Sure enough, there are plenty of mother-in-law daughter-in-law relationships that are wonderful. And here, you see that the mother-in-law is trying to help her out, trying to get her back. Well, she had to make an Erev Tchumim for her, even though to get her back into the city. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Nachman said, "Naktinan, we learned Echad Erev Tchumim veEchad Erev Chatzeros Echad Shtufim Mavos Tzarech Lezakos. All three of those cases, Erev Tchumim, Erev Chatzeros, Shtufim Mavos, all of them, you need to be mezake the food. Right, if it's yours and you're using, obviously you're including other people in your Erev, so you need to be mezake the food to others." But Rav Nachman asked about another Erev that's not really in the same category, but I guess it is an Erev. Eruv Tavshilin Tzarech Lezakos, oh, ain't Tzarech Lezakos. What about an Eruv Tavshilin? Well, we obviously make our own Eruv Tavshilins, right? If Yom Tov goes into Shabbos, so we make an Eruv Tavshilin, that's obviously different. But let's say you want to take your own food and give it to someone else, right, for an Eruv Tavshilin. So you need to be mizaker or not, or is it good enough that you just you set it up for them? So Amar Rav Yosef, what's the question? Lo Shmile Hadam Rav Nachman Bar Adam or Shmuel? Didn't you hear what Shmuel said, that Eruv Tavshilin Tzarech Lezakos? Yeah, you need to be mezaka for an Eruv Tavshilin as well. So Amar Abayi said back to him, no, Pshita de Lo Shmile. It must be that he didn't hear it. The Shmile Mighty Malacha, because if he would have heard that statement, so obviously what question would he have asked? So Amar Abayi said back to him, no, Atar Eruv Tchumim, because we're not sure about Eruv Tchumim. meaning because Mila Amar Shmuel in Tzarech Lezakos, because Shmuel said by Erev Tchumim, but no, not that we're not sure about Erev Tchumim, but Shmuel had said by Erev Tchumim that you don't need to be Mizakeh, the Amar Iyu Tzarech Lezakos, but Rav Nachman, right, again, Rav Nachman's own shita is that you do need to make to be mezaka the food. So it was unclear, right? Maybe Rav Nachman knew about it, right? Maybe Rav Nachman had heard about Rav Shmuel's shita that you need to be mezaka in Erev Tavshilim, but maybe disagreed, just like he disagreed by the case of Erev Tchumim. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he didn't know what Shmuel held. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hachi hashta. Right, you can't compare Erev Tchumim and Shtufa Mavos and Erev Tavshilin, right? Because Bishlam Hasam over there by Shtufa Mavos and Erev Tchumim and Erev Tavshilin and Erev Tchumim, etc. So Pligi Rav and Shmuel, right? We just quoted a machlokes from Rav and Shmuel, v'kamash malan kachom and daman v'kichom and daman, and Rav Nachman simply was machmir, right, in both cases. But here Aval Hacha, you said the Shmuel, right? Even if you heard of a Shmuel Shita, mi kiman de polik. Right, nobody argues on Shmuel, right? We haven't recorded anybody who's arguing on Shmuel, so why wouldn't he have accepted, right, Shmuel's Shita? So it must be that he didn't actually hear about it. Okay, a little bit, fine, okay, fine. Who Torzina Davu B'Shivusei D'Rav Yizera? Torzina, Rashi says, is a Nachush Ha'im Amon Al-Kli Zayin. Is a guard, a watchman, a guy, who's watching over a storage of weapons, right? A weapons cache or whatever. So Amarlei, so they wanted to, again, he lived in the Rabbi Zera's neighborhood. Amarlei Ogir Lecha Rishuscha, the Jews wanted to join in the Erev and Lo Ogir Lehu, and he wasn't interested. So therefore, also the Kamele Rabbi Zera, they went to see Rabbi Zera, and Amarlei, they said to him, Ma'u Lemeger Midabishu. Can they go to his wife and rent the Rishus from her? And apparently she was willing, right? She wasn't as, I don't know, difficult to deal with. So Amalahu, Am Resh Lakish, Mishmei the Gavaraba, Umanu Rabbi Chanina, right? Resh Lakish says in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Ishta Shalada Marevish Shalamidaito, a person's wife can be Ma'arev even without him knowing about it, right? And doesn't qualify, so Echad Yehudi Vechod Echad Nachri, right, regardless of whether that's a Jew or a goy. Similar story, Utur Zina, there was another, again, the same profession, the Hava Bishavus, the Yehudabar Oshia, and Amrele, Ogre Lechar Rishuscha, right? They wanted to rent out the Rishus for him and the Chatzer, but Lo Ogrele, and he wasn't, Lo Ogrelehu, and he wasn't interested. And also the commander of Yehudabar Oshia, and they went to Rabbi Yehudabar Oshia, and Amrele, Mal the Mega the Debisu, what about his wife? So the Gemara says, Lo, for, in terms of Rabbi Yehudabar Oshia, Lo Hav Biyade, he didn't know, he wasn't sure. Right, meaning in Mistama, he had heard of the concept of Ishto Kagufo by Jews, but Mistama, he was unclear whether he could apply that to Goyim as well. Right, certainly we do it. Halacha does acknowledge a marriage between between Goyim. Maybe for certain halachas, we do have you know, the fact that women that men and women who are Goyim can be, quote-unquote, halachically married. Do we apply Ishto Kagufo or not? So also the Kamei Rav Masna, the Witcher of Masna, and also Lo Hav Biyadeh. Also, the commander of Yehuda, they went in front of Rabbi Yehuda and Amarlu, they said to him, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Ishto Shaladam Areves, Shalomi Daito, right? He said, yes, you can use the wife to be Ma'arif, even though the husband does not know about it. Mesive, they asked the question. One second. Nashim She'irvu v'nishtatu Shalomi Das Baleim. We have a brisa that says, if a woman is Ma'ariv without her husband knowing, so in Eruvin Eruv in Shituf and Shituf. One second, our Bryce says very clearly that it doesn't work if the woman, if the wife does it without the husband's consent. So our Lokasha, so it's not a question, Hadasar, Hadalawasar. In the case where the guy not, you know, joining in the Eruv would Asar, or the Jew, right? In the case where the participation, or the non-participation, rather, of the person in the Eruv would mess it up, so then we're going to allow, we're going to be Mekil, and we're going to allow you to use, you know, to the wife, and we're going to take the rent the Rishus from her, or maybe Batal the Rishus through her. But in the case where we're not going to, you know, allow the woman to join without her husband's consent, that's only when, if they don't Aser, meaning for whatever reason, however you construct the case, that they would not Aser, maybe they live, you know, in their own kind of little area, and but, you know, enclosed by walls or whatever. Either way, meaning if for whatever reason that person would not mess up the Eruv if they didn't join, so then you need to get his das. But if he wouldn't mess up the Eruv, then we're going to be Mekel, and you can go to the wife and get permission so that the Eruv is not messed up. Hakinam Mistavra, so too it makes sense, right? The Imkein, Kashet Shmuel, Shmuel, because if it's not true, then you have a stira between Shmuel Shitas. Dama Shmuel, Shmuel said, Echad Ben Bnei Mavui, Shiragal Ishtatif in Bnei Mavui. You have a guy, if the guy usually joins the Eruv, if for whatever reason he doesn't, so Bnei Mavui nichnas in the Toch Beis over there, then she too from Imanu Bal Korcho. Right, so the people can go into his house and take the Eruv, right? If you usually keep the Eruv in his house, the people of the Mavui can go into the Eruv, The people who live around the Mavui can go into the guy's house and take the Eruv against his will. Right, so, but what do you see? You see Rugil in, Chain Rugil Lo. Right, you see that only if he normally would join in the Eruv, and i.e., now that he's abstaining, he's messing it up. So in that case, you can go into his house and do a Baal Korchach. But if not, he wasn't usually joining in the Eruv, so then you can't do this. Right, and again, Shema Minas, you do see that is true. That's the halacha. Leima misayele. Maybe it's a proof for kofen of solasas lechi v'kora the mavui. Maybe this is a proof that you can force someone to join in a construction of a lechi or a kora for a mavui. To allow this person to join together in the, I don't know how much money it would be, but in the cost of paying for a lechi or a korah. So Gemara says, no, shein hasam deleka mechitzos. No, because there, that case is when there's no mechitzos whatsoever. So therefore, you really, there is some sort of, what's called, money that you're actually paying here. If you look at Rashi over here, mavui magulahu, that case is when it's totally open. Veinu noach l'shomro, helkach kofen oso, right? And it's not easy to guard this mavui, therefore we force him to help and pay for the walls. But maybe if you're just, meaning that's a different scenario whatsoever, right? You're concerned that people will come into the mavui and invade or the city or whatever, you don't want people walking through, so we have to, it's really for his own good, even though he doesn't want to pay for it, so we force him to pay. But in the case of, in terms of walking through the mavui, so that's a halachic consequence that we don't force a person to do. Then being on das, Rashi says, right, you need to have his consent. Okay, all those letters over there in parentheses, right, say that we take out the next two words, so we'll go weiter. Itzmar. It was said, Rav Chia bar Ashi Amar, Osen Lechi Ashera, Rav Shimbej Lamech Amar Osen Karan Ashera. The Machlokas, in terms of, this is really not related to anything we've been seeing, but are you allowed to use the Atzei Ashera for a Lechi or a Korah? But again, Atzei Ashera are Zavodah Zara, like we started with. They are Aser Behana, do we call making a lechi or a korah a hana? So according to Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, you can make a lechi, and according to Rishon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish, you can make a korah. So what's the deal? So the Gemara says, "Madam or korah." According to Rish Lakish, it says you can make a korah, so kol shekein lechi. For sure, you can make a lechi. Right? We said that, again, the korah has a minimum shear. A lechi does not have a minimum shear; it can be whatever. So that's Rashi points out. So that for sure, Rish Lakish would agree that you can make a lechi. But mandam a lechi, according to Rechim bar Ashi, right? You can only make a lechi on a korah lo, but you can't make a korah. There's ketute michtas shiure, because we view as if the Atzei Asherah is already destroyed. Meaning it's already, right, since it's has to be destroyed, right? Atzei Asherah needs to be burned halachically. So we view it as if it's almost completely shrunk and totally burnt to a crisp, just ashes. But as we said before, since a korah has a minimum shear, so that's no good. But a lechi does not have a minimum shear, so even if you shrink this item down to almost nothing, it's still enough because there's no minimum shear for the width anyway, and therefore the lechi is still fine, even though the maisa halachically you have to destroy it afterwards. Okay, new Mishnah. Let's say you had an Erev and Nismayet Ha'ochel, and the food that you put in on Erev Shabbos, right now there's less of it. So Mishnah says, Mosif u'mizakev and tzarech lodeya. You can add on more food, and you can be mizakev the food to other people, and you don't have to tell anybody about that. Netosfu aleihem, Did I skip? No, that's fine. Okay. In Tosfos Olam, let's say there were more people who came to the Chatzar, right? People, more residents came on. Mostly from Mizaka. So then you have to add more food, and you need to be Mizaka to him, and Vitar Chlodia. Then you need to tell them that you're adding them to the Erev. Kamu Shirun, how much Erev do you need? Bismanjim Merubin, if there are a lot of people in the Chatzar, and obviously we'll have to define Merubin, so then you need Mozon Shte Sudos the Kula. Then you need just the shear of two Sudos for each person. Bismanjim Muatin, as long, if they're less, so then Bigrogris the Cholechavecha. Then all you need is like a dried fig, the amount of a dried fig for each person. All of this is when you're setting up their Eruv originally. But if in terms of leftovers, so then Kol Shu, he disagrees, or Rav Yossi disagrees, and all you need, you don't really need to add more food to an Eruv, right? As long as you have anything left, so then that is fine. V'lo amru l'arev b'chatzeros, and this is only for an Eruv chatzeros. Independent statement, that the whole concept of Erev chatzeros is kadesh shalo lishkach, as a tinokos. Right? Chazal said that that you need to make an Erev Chatzeros. Again, even though you already have a shtuf and mevoros, right? Again, we said a shtuf and mevoros, where Rashi says lachashen ishtafu. As long as you have a shtuf and mevoros, right? We had said before that the prevailing opinion is that you don't need an Erev Chatzeros. Why then do we make an Erev Chatzeros? So that people do not forget about the whole institution. Okay, then the Gemara is going to go through each line of this Mishnah. So this says the Gemara, but Maya Skinner, what's going on over here? What's the case? That we said, right, that you can put more food and you can be mezakeh. So what's going on over here? So Ilema ben Menachad, if you tell me that it's one food, meaning you made it out of, I don't know, bread, and you're adding more bread, so my irin nismayet afilu kalanami. Right, even if the food is completely gone, right, you can also add more food. You can also add more food if it's completely gone and be mezaka without telling anybody. Ela b'shneiminim. Rather, it must be two different types of food, meaning that you made the eruv with bread and now you're replacing it with, I don't know, grapes or whatever. Right? It's a completely different food. So that you have to tell people. And the Gemara says, 1 second, afilu mismayet namilo. But even if it got less, right, you shouldn't really use different food for the eruv without telling anybody, did Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa, Kala Ha'ochom im Mechad, in Tzarech Lo'odia. Mishnei Minim Tzarech Lo'odia, right? We see this straight up in the Brisa, that if you're adding new food, different food, you do need to tell everybody about the change in Eruv. And again, the Brisa, right, doesn't make any difference whether it's completely, eaten or not, right? Our Mishnah seems to say, it's different, it depends on if it nismait, if it became less, as opposed to got completely consumed. So Gemara says, right? Either way, you can explain. Right? The Mishnah is either talking about one type of food or two. But if you're telling me, you could answer that it's talking about one food. And what do you mean that it became less? It was destroyed. I mean, it was completely consumed. So at that point, so then you have to tell people. Or you can say you're talking about two different minim. Kola shiny, and when it's completely consumed, then it is different. Meaning that when the Brisa said that you need to tell everybody else about the Eruv, that's when it's completely gone. But our Mishnah is not talking about that. That's only when it's not everything is completely gone. And you can kind of replace what the Eruv was with different food, even without other people knowing about it. Okay. Nitos v'olayim mosif v'mazaka. And if there are more people coming to live in the Chatzar, then you can add more food, but you need to tell them about it. Amarav Shizbi, Amarav Chista, Zosomeris, that tells me that Chalukan Alav Charverov Al Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda argues with his Chavra. That sounds like within the Mishnah, Amarav Yehuda, Bemedvar, Murim Be'er, Tchumim. All of this, that person needs to have Das in joining an Erev, that's by Erev Tchumim. Ava Be'er Chatzeros, Marvin, Bein Ladas, Bein Shalol Das. But an Erev Chatzeros can be made without a person's das. The Gemara says, well, pshita dechalukan, obviously, that's a machlokes, right? Our Mishnah says that you do need to tell people about be joining an Erev Chatzeros. So the Gemara says, man, you might have thought, honey, mili b'chatzer shebein shnei mavuos. You might have thought that, no, by our Mishnah, it's only by a chatzer between two mavuos, Right, someone moves into the other chutzner, so you need to tell them. Av a chutzner echa, chutzner shal mavoi echa, but a chutzner has only one mavoi, say malo. You might have thought that you don't need to tell them. And therefore, Kamash Malon, Rav Shizbi tells us that the Rav Chista said that the Mishnah is talking about this case of one mavoi, and in that scenario, right, you need to get das from the people who move in. Gemara said, the Mishnah said, "Kama hushiro, how much of a shear do you need?" Right, and we had said, it depends on how many people. Right, and if it's a lot, then two sudos. If it's less, then it's kagurgaris. So Gemara says, "Kama hu merubin, how much is a lot? How many people is a lot?" I'm Rav Yudah Shmuel, shmona esrei bnei adam, 18 people. So Gemara says, "Shmona esrei b'sulo," right? Only 18 people, but 19 is not a lot. So Gemara says, "No, ema mishmona esrei ve'elach." Okay, from what we meant was 18 and up. That's okay. So the Gemara says, "My shnashmon esrei denakat." Well, where do you get 18 from? That's a very random number. So Rav Yitzchak Barei de Rav Yehuda, the dinim farshli minei de abba. They explained to me, meaning my father taught me, "Kol she'ilu mechalkol amazon shtei sudos beneihem." And if you vein megas grogras the halachah ve'echad hein merubin. If for whatever reason you divide two sudos between everybody there and not everybody gets a grogras, that's a lot of people. And all you need is enough for two meals. Right? Meaning not for each person, two meals in general, right? Two meals overall. If you're low, and if you have less than that, so then, that's less, right? And then you only need enough of a grugeris, meaning each person has to contribute a grugeris. And then it teaches me that by as parenthetical as an aside, we learn that shtei sudos havin shmonasrei grugeris, that two meals is 18, the size of 18 dried figs. Okay, we'll go right to the Hilga Shas tomorrow. The Mishnah, we'll pick up with the Mishnah. We're not going to finish the parak tomorrow. Parak finishes on Erev Shabbos. Finishes in our Shabbos, but either way, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.